everyone. This is Stephanie and Jeremy Puglisi from the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast, and we are here presenting for Go RVing, a very special holiday gift guide.
Yeah, we have so much great stuff here to recommend for RV and camping lovers, and we're going to break it down into three different mini sections. The first section, we're going to recommend some gifts for the kids that love to camp in RV. Then we'll do my picks, and then we'll do Stephanie's picks, and there really should be something for everybody on this gift guide.
Absolutely. These are made up of some of our very favorite things. We've got loads of gift ideas and gear recommendations over at our website, rvfamilytravelatlas.com, and you can also find links to every single product we talk about over on GoRVing.com. Check out the scenic route and you'll find our corresponding blog post over there.
Okay, Stephanie, so what do we have first?
All right, we're going to start off with gifts for the lively little campers in your life. Now, one of the things that's very traditional for us is to give our boys board games and such at Christmas time. So we always like to include a couple of different games for the little ones. And this year we had a couple of new ones come across our way that we enjoyed.
And they're sort of camping and outdoor adventure themed, which is pretty exciting. So the first one is the Trivial Pursuit National Parks Edition. This is about $20. And it's not like a traditional big board game in a huge box. This is actually something pretty small and compact that you could keep in your tow vehicle or in your motorhome to use while you're driving on a trip.
Exactly. There are 600 questions that come on cards, and they're stored in that hard-sided case that Jeremy mentioned. And they have a secure carabiner clip, which is really nice because it can't open, right, and spill out all over
like
the
Wesley,
place.
Like Wesley, our four-year-old, could probably literally not open it. Max and Theo could.
They could figure it out, but it's not going to, like, by mistake explode in your car causing a game of 52 card
pickup. Sure our kids could probably actually find a way to make it happen, but it's a bit more secured than you might think.
Now, the questions are entertaining for the adults as well, which we always like when we're in the car. We don't want to be bored where our kids are entertained, right?
Well, we have passed some driving hours using this, and our kids are 8 and 4. We have twins that are 8 and a younger son that's 4, and they don't know that many of the answers, but they still really love playing, and they're learning the answers. And that's the thing that's kind of cool, so that they're learning things about Yosemite and Yellowstone and Glacier and all those things. And because our boys are into the national parks, they really have enjoyed this game.
All right. So our next gift on the list for the lively little campers is the National Parks Monopoly Edition. All right. We know that there's lots of special Monopoly editions out there. Well, now
there's one. Actually like dozens and dozens of special editions.
Well, this one's for the campers and RVers in your life, right? The National Parks Edition. It's $40, and it's just a great game to kind of keep you in touch with that camping spirit, even if you're like us in the Northeast, winterized and dealing with long, cold winter months.
And the board really does capture the flavor of the national parks, as does the playing pieces and the questions. It is a little odd being able to buy national parks, but I told the boys we were buying them to conserve them. And again, you're learning about the parks as you play, so it was cool. I bought this very recently because our regular Monopoly board got destroyed, and I will not go into how that happened. So I bought this as a replacement, and we really enjoyed playing the other night.
They also include a bonus rules for a 60-minute speed game, which is really nice for us sometimes.
Well, Monopoly can take forever. Yeah. I mean, we have games that we carry that continue over 5 or 6 days.
Yeah. So then our next gift for our lively little campers in your life, this is something that we have been using for so many years, and I just think that it's great for all camping families. The Motorola two-way radio walkie-talkies.
I would say this is one of our favorite pieces of gear ever for the RV. Our 8-year-old boys are at the age where we will let them go over to the playground if it's not too far away. We just have them bring a walkie-talkie. Or if they're going on a bike ride around the campground, we have them bring a walkie and we get on the same channel so we can say, hey guys, it's time for dinner, or where are you, or it's time to come back. Now, obviously, those parenting decisions are your own to make, but I think that these walkie-talkies really add a nice safety feature to our trips to the campground.
And the great thing about this is you can kind of get away with presenting it as a gift for the kids, because it's super fun, right, for kids to have walkie-talkies at the campground, and our boys love to play with these with their friends along and everything. So it's fun, but you are also getting them something that's really practical and that you can use. We introduced the walkie-talkies and started practicing with them when the boys were 5, and they were no way going off on their own. We were just acclimating them to the whole concept of responding to us. Now, note also that a lot of campgrounds are very remote and you're not going to get decent cell service. So walkie-talkies can also be great for adults to communicate at a campground. You know, if you're not getting cell service, you're still going to get that walkie
service.
Husband
and wife team backing into a back inside at a campground that's dark at night. So great point. These are very usable for mom and dad as well.
Yeah, pass them off as a kid gift.
And they've lasted now. We're, I think, 3 years into owning these Motorola ones. The belt clips do tend to break or get lost.
They disconnect,
A small matter to me. Not that important. I love these.
You can stick on the new ones very easily. It's just an easy little part to stick back on.
Okay, so next we have a lantern flashlight combo for the kids. It's the Nebo Poppy Lantern and Spotlight. So it's kind of this cool, smaller lantern that also turns into a flashlight, and it's very easy to switch it back and forth. And what I like about this, particularly for very little kids, it's made out of this plastic that's very sturdy and hardy, for lack of a better term, and you could drop this and it won't break. It's not that super El Cheapo plastic that if a four-year-old drops, it's going to crack. This is actually a pretty rugged little lantern for $20.
Yeah, and your kids have to have a good flashlight at the campground. It's just part of the whole experience, being out around the campfire.
Everybody needs a good flashlight at the campground.
We know, but we're talking about the kids right now, Jeremy, not you. We know you need 5 good flashlights at the campground. But it's great to have a flashlight that also functions as a lantern, because our boys then like to bring the lantern into bed and maybe read a little bit before
bed. So the handle on top, when it's a lantern, actually unclips and you swing the handle around to the side of it and then it becomes a flashlight. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, great gift, and it's only $20. So that's a good price point for a durable piece of gear for your kid.
I've bought cheap ones for $12. This is a really good one for $20.
All right, sounds good. Now,
let's do Stephanie's.
My turn.
So these are some of Stephanie's. Look, we've been doing gear guides for 3 years. We've reviewed hundreds of pieces of gear. In this special podcast, we are really bringing you some of our favorites. So Stephanie, get started with your all-time favorite throw blanket.
Yeah, I put this on my list, but this is everybody's all-time favorite throw ever in our family. So the Camp Casual throws, there's 4 different designs. And then there's also one called the Sequoia, which has no print on it. It's just a nice kind of brown stripey blanket. Really nice. We have that on our master bed in the RV.
Super comfy.
Yeah.
And the ones with designs are like vintage RVs and campground themed and national park themed designs. They're really, really attractive.
Now, when we first got this throw, we thought, oh my gosh, these are the most comfortable throws that we've ever experienced in our lives. And that opinion has really stood the test of time. I wash these. Our kids abuse these. They basically walk around the house wrapped up in these blankets.
Yeah, and they're $80, which might seem like a high price point, but these are very high quality. They're going to last a really long time. And everybody we know that buys these, they absolutely love and adore them.
It's basically going to turn into your whoopee. Like, you're just going to be...
It is your whoopee.
It's
your safety blanket. And it's a gift that really says, hey, I love you.
It is.
You to be warm and snuggly.
Well, that's what I like to put it on the gift guide, because I think that some people would say, oh, I'm not going to spend $80 on a blanket for me. But if you really love someone and know that they appreciate those cozy items in their life, if you give them this blanket, every time they snuggle under it, they're going to think of you.
I totally
with warmth in their heart.
I totally agree. You were looking at me like I was going to disagree. No way. All right. Now, you're not done with bedding yet. Now, making RV beds, particularly some of the bunk beds, depending on how they're designed, can be really difficult and they can get really frustrating. So you found a product that makes making the RV bed a lot easier.
Yeah. And so these are called Beddies, all right? That's Beddys. And they, again, are a little on the pricey side. But the thing is that good bedding, good blankets, they are going to cost you something, which makes it a great gift to give to somebody who doesn't spend money on themselves.
Husbands, are you listening?
Yes. So these Beddies sets, what they do is they basically combine an entire bed set into almost like a fitted sheet, right? So the bedding goes around the mattress like a fitted sheet does. And then there's a zipper around the top, almost like a sleeping bag that unzips very easily and re-zips. So the bed stays neat and tidy and you can make it very easily in the morning. So it's almost like the concept of a sleeping bag, but it looks like real bedding, nice prints. It looks like you've made up your bed perfectly, and it doesn't look like a sleeping bag.
Snuggly and comfortable, and the boys love them.
Yeah, so we got them for our Happy Jack bunk in the back, and now we're even
in
our toy hauler RV, and now we're even trying a set out on our master bed in the RV too, with that Sequoia blanket over top.
Again, another product that's a little bit expensive, but you get what you pay for, and it's really worth that price point.
It's true, and I just want to point out that bedding is really important for an RV specifically, because many people buy an RV a lot for the sleeping experience, right? You don't want to sleep in a hotel. You want to go where you want to go. You want to have those adventures. And then at the end of the night, you want to sleep in your own comfortable bed that nobody else has slept in. And I think that for a while, we didn't make those beds as comfortable as possible. We kind of used like old hand-me-down blankets from the house and everything. And finally, we realized we spent so many nights in our RV. We needed to make those beds as comfortable as the ones at home, and we did that, and it's made all the difference.
And look, if you're spending $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on an RV or up from there, mm-hmm. to spend $200 to make the bed really cozy, I think is a small price to pay.
Yes. All right.
Now give us a value item. Give us something that's affordable and on the cheaper side.
Right. All right. We're going to go down in price point. We're going to talk about Modern Innovations stainless steel wine glasses. You can get a set of four of these for $25. You could throw in a nice bottle of wine, and that's a great gift for
that's
someone.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I kind of feel bad. I didn't think to do that.
That
for you.
Throw in that bottle of wine. It always makes a gift a little better.
I mean,
better.
That could be an awesome $50 gift for somebody that RVs.
Yeah. So, a lot of people use plastic cups at the campground. Why? Because you really don't want to break glass at the campground. And on top of that, when you're moving down the highway, towing your vehicle or driving your motor home, glass is going to clank around in the cupboards. You could have chips, you could have breaks. So most people refrain from having glass dishes in their camper. But I really hate drinking out of plastic cups. And what I hate even worse is drinking wine out of plastic cups.
And it's not like she's not hoity-toity, really. That's not her personality. It's just more like a texture and a flavor thing.
Yeah, like it just ruins the whole thing. Like,
well,
I'm not in college anymore.
I love
anymore.
Drinking water out of stainless steel. I think it tastes better.
Yeah, and the nice thing about the stainless steel, too, is that it keeps your wine at a really nice, stable temperature, right? It keeps it from, warming up or cooling down. So we got these about a year and a half or two ago now, and I just love them. I love the feel them in my hand. They have a really wide base to them, so I never feel like they're going to get knocked over by little bodies, running around the campsite. They're very large. Not that I fill them to the brim.
They're kind of curvy and they fit nicely in the hand. Yeah. A nice hand feel.
Yes,
to them.
Yes, they do. So, and they fit really nicely into my mason jar holders that I use in my cupboards to keep those cups in place
that
while we're traveling.
That is one of your niftiest little storage tricks, right?
It is,
there.
And we've never talked about it, so that'll
bonus
be a
content,
topic
people.
From another for another time.
All right. Now, I think that most of us like to eventually, at some point in our RV journey, get that family sign, that wood sign to hang at the campsite. We bought one right after we got our pop-up camper. So we actually have a couple recommendations for places where you could get really cool family signs for your campsite. So, Stephanie, where can people look for these?
Yeah, campers love this, and it just really personalizes the campsite. It's the first thing that we put up. You pull that sign out of our storage, bin.
I keep it at the front of the storage bin.
Yeah, and it goes right up on a tree or something by the campsite. So Etsy shops are a great place to explore some of these. There's lots of really handmade personalized signs. They'll put anything you want on it. Some people just like to put their last name. Some people like to put the first names of everybody in the family.
And the dog.
Any pets.
And the town they're from or the state you're from.
Exactly.
I mean, you can personalize. That's the cool thing here is you can personalize these however you want. It's not like you're going into a big box store and getting something.
Right. So there are a lot of options out there. We picked two to highlight because they're sort of two different kinds of design
sensibilities.
Two different
aesthetic looks. Yeah.
Right. So Creative Design 77, they make very colorful, fun camping signs,
A little more artsy, a mm-hmm. little more artistic.
And then the Black River Woodshop. Right. The Black River Woodshop has more rustic, outdoorsy look to it, almost like that traditional log cabin kind of a feel.
You could get one of these for your hunting cabin or for your RV.
Right. And just a reminder to everybody listening, links to every single one of these products that we're talking about can be found over on GoRVing.com. If you go to the scenic route, you're going to look for this blog post. It's Holiday Gift Guide from RV Family Travel Atlas. Or you can click on the Meet Our Bloggers. If you click on our link, you'll see all of our blog posts and it'll be in there. All right, you ready to share your picks now, Jeremy?
I'm always ready to talk great gear for camping.
Well, you are, and you're most specifically always ready to talk great flashlights for camping, so we put that at the very top of your list.
This is one of my all-time favorite flashlights. It's the Nebo Slide King flashlight. It's about $40. Now, what I like about this is it's a regular flashlight. It's made out of this really nice aluminum that feels really good and sturdy in your hand. It has a magnetized base, and if you pull on it, it slides open and it becomes a work light that has three different modes. It has like a regular white light, a red light, and a flashing red light. Now, why this is one of my top picks for an RV owner, because I think it's great to keep in the motorhome or to keep in the tow vehicle, because God forbid you get a flat tire or you have to be underneath the RV or working on the truck at night on the side of the road, that magnetic base can just be kind of stuck on there and it all of a sudden becomes a really practical, usable emergency light. So I love the fact that it could just be usable as your regular flashlight at the campground, but also it could turn into that flashing red emergency light if you need it, if you're stuck on the side of the road.
Now, this is USB rechargeable.
Yes, ma'am.
But there's a version of it that you can use batteries in if you prefer that too, right?
Yeah. So there's just the Nebo Slide, I think it's called, and that's more like $25, and that just takes batteries. It's basically the same exact flashlight. It's just not USB rechargeable. So you can take your pick there based on the price point and what you want to spend.
All right. Another thing that you really like to talk about are Bluetooth speakers, but you've got a new favorite.
Bluetooth speaker is my all-time favorite. I've owned about four. This is affordable. It's small. It's compact. I think it's great for RV owners, and we'll get to that in a second. It's the UE, and that means Ultimate Ears, or stands for Ultimate Ears, Wonderboom Bluetooth speaker. It's $80. UE has a whole line of Bluetooth speakers, some that go up to maybe $200, $300, and of course they sound even better. But I like this one because it's small and compact, and you could bring it out to the picnic table while you're eating. If you're cooking, you could have it at the side of the grill. And the reason I think it's great for an RV owner, even though you might have speakers on your RV, is that if you're pretty far away from the RV at your picnic table or around the campfire, you might not want to be blasting your RV speakers so that you can hear from like 30 feet away. So this you can just carry over with you, hook up to the Bluetooth, and the sound is tremendous for $80. Stephanie, you have to agree. This is a really nice sounding little speaker.
Absolutely. And you can get that surround sound too, since it's round, right? So if it's sitting on the picnic table, it doesn't feel like it's blasting out of one side and
that
not all the
That may others. Be the best design feature is that the speakers inside it go 360 degrees around. So it's not just facing one person. It also has like a little bungee cord attached to it, a little like bungee strap, so you could like clip it onto a tree or hang it somewhere. And actually, I was working in the garage the other day and I hung it up in there. I was out on the ladder the other day, like working on my awning next to the RV, and I just clipped it onto my ladder. So very portable, very affordable, and great, great sound.
And waterproof if you happen to leave it outside.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to, I'm not going to like drop it in water and test it, but yes, it is supposed to be waterproof.
Yeah. All right. Next up is something to wear, and this is your cozy item, right, on your list.
I'm wearing it now.
You are. I can attest to it.
Yeah. I almost never recommend clothing, but I feel like this would work for just about any guy out there, particularly that kind of outdoorsy stud like I am.
All right, everybody, don't joke.
she may edit that out.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to stack.
It's the Cabela's Roughneck Flannel-Lined Stonewash Canvas Shirt. It's about $40, which is a great price. What I love about this shirt, and I've owned a lot of flannel-lined shirts over the year, the ones I've owned in the past were almost too hot and too bulky. This one is not that hot. It's just for like a crisp fall day or maybe a cool evening around the campfire. It's not like that full-on you could wear it as a coat kind of thing. It actually still feels like a shirt. It's just a little bit warmer.
And it looks like a shirt. You can wear that with a pair of jeans or khakis and not look like you're wearing a bulked up, you know, fleece
jacket. I can wear it with my red flannel cap that goes over my ears and I look like Elmer Fudd, and Stephanie loves that look.
I'm not going anywhere with you if you do, but you can
You've
do it.
You've actually gone places with me wearing that exact outfit.
See, I block these things out.
Now, the next gift here is on my list, but it's Stephanie loves these these two. They're prints by Sea America. It's the revived Sea America project, which is put out by the Creative Action Network. It's a crowdsourced art program that seeks to revitalize the original Sea America program from Depression-era America. So basically, they have beautiful posters by dozens and dozens of different artists for pretty much every national park in the country. And the monuments. And the national seashores. Right now, in our podcast studio, I'm looking at our framed Sea America poster for Great Smoky Mountains, our framed Sea America poster for Sleeping Bear Dunes. These make wonderful Christmas gifts. And just think of where you went last summer. Like, what national park did you go to next summer? And go and buy a framed print from Sea America for it. And every time you walk into the living room or every time you walk into the kitchen, you're going to see that print and you're going to remember that awesome trip. It's a way to keep your travels alive throughout the year.
Now, you can get the print alone for about $25, but you can also get it framed and they'll just ship it to you. And that's going to run you about $75.
I've been buying them framed. They come pretty nicely framed. I think that's pretty affordable for framing, don't you?
I do. And we all know the case where you get the print meaning to frame it
and then you
don't get it framed. So it's kind of nice to just splurge at the beginning, get it framed. It's a better gift to give somebody a framed print.
I so agree. And by the way, they box them and package them in really sturdy packaging. It's going to show up ready to go and be hung on somebody's wall if you send it to them as a gift. Also, this would be something lovely to have under the tray on Christmas morning.
Yeah. In wrapping up, I just want to say that RVers tend to be really fun to buy presents for.
Because these are adventurous items. It's gear. It's not just a gift. Gear is better than just a gift.
Yeah.
It's gear.
And, you know, when you give them these gifts, it either helps them remember, you know, fun adventures that they've had in the past, or it helps them look forward to fun adventures that they're going to have at the campground. I just think that RVers enjoy
the
holidays.
You're making me want to go on an RV trip right now, seriously.
That's what good gifts do.
I mean, it's like December, and it's like we do winter camp, you and I, but you're making me want to head out in the RV right now and go on a trip.
And as always, from RV Family Travel Atlas, we want to remind everybody that obviously the most important part of the holiday season is spending time with loved ones, with our friends and our family. And RVing just is such a way to do that together. So hopefully in 2018, we will see you at the campground.
I'm Jeremy. That is Stephanie. We are the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast. Huge thank you to our friends at Go RVing. To find your way, head on over to GoRVing.com. And happy holidays to every single one of you.
From our family to yours.